Madrugada at Grandma's. I cut my hair short and I like it, that it doesn't fall on your face, making you frown as you scratch your cheek in your sleep. A dog barks, a motorbike buzzes, and the sounds reaches as if through liquid, the darkness wet like tar, the mosquito zigzags around you, a halo, until it goes silent again, feeding. Your grandmother didn't leave us a blanket, and the mosquitoes are at it again. So I rip the fitted sheet of the mattress, and as I cover you, you uncurl your limbs like a flower blossoming with pollen blood. This morning, your back was covered in welts. You scratched until you broke skin, ruptures as small as the cut carved by a tiny buckle on the strap of your grandmother's sandal when she hit me once, a wound I cherished as it was the only time she left something visible. I pray that in the morning I will not yell at you again when I want to yell at your grandmother, when I want to yell at myself, when I should remain silent. You make a sound and I mistake it for whimpering, but it is laughter. I bury my nose in the fuzz of your curls. My short hair makes me look tired, makes me look like your grandmother. I decide I will grow it out again. I scratch my arm with my teeth as not to let go of your hand.